And now to Iraq, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is struggling to hold on to his government. Last week, one of his coalition partners quit the cabinet. This week, the U.S. again said he must work harder to try to unite Iraq. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Baghdad, the prime minister may not have the political strength to satisfy any of his critics.
Nouri al-Maliki has been Iraq's prime minister for just over a year, and for much of that time, he has been faulted for being weak and indecisive. Last week, the young radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr pulled six cabinet ministers out of the Maliki government. The move didn't bring the government down, but it did raise questions about its strength and longevity. Maliki himself tried to make the best of the situation. Sadiq al-Rakabi is the prime minister's political advisor.
The prime minister really does not happy with any group to leave the political process. We try to extend the political process for all the political groups in Iraq to participate, how to build a new Iraq.
Muqtada al-Sadr also controls 30 members of Iraq's parliament. They continue to back Maliki and help to maintain his slim majority in parliament. Saleh al-Ugaili, a member of the Sadr bloc from Najaf, said it was not the intention of the popular cleric to bring down Maliki's Shiite-dominated government.
The Sadr bloc does not seek to change the prime minister. We don't believe in pulling out from the United Shia alliance. We do not claim that this alliance is the best, but it is the best among what is available now.
Sadr and his followers faulted Maliki primarily for his refusal to distance himself from the current U.S.-led Baghdad security crackdown and from the continued American military presence in Iraq.
They carried out this invasion. Then they supported it with international resolutions. Now they talk about the political process and democracy. The invader has to leave and let Iraq live peacefully. The invader is the main problem afflicting Iraq and affecting peace.
Much of the reaction to the cabinet walkout was positive. Sadr controlled the ministries of health, tourism, agriculture, and several more. His people were widely seen as corrupt and intensely sectarian. Now Maliki says he will appoint technocrats to head these ministries so that they can be run professionally. Fela al-Mishan, chief editor of As-Sabah newspaper, says political reorganization does not signal a crisis.
In a democratic process, it's normal that there are different opinions or that one bloc separates from another. Some regard this as a split, but it's not. It is a normal democratic phenomenon, but because we are new to this, we start doubting any normal democratic act.
Still, it's a dangerous time for Maliki to be experiencing political challenges to his authority. The current Baghdad security crackdown, involving thousands of additional U.S. and Iraqi forces deployed throughout the capital, is designed to buy the political process some time. Right now, the U.S. is being very public about pressing Maliki to address the desperate political and sectarian problems facing Iraq. That was the word from Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who was here over the weekend, and from the new American ambassador, Ryan Crocker, in his first news conference yesterday.
I certainly see a firm intent to move Iraq to a better place. There is also, I think, of course, the reality that in a democratic society, the executive, the government, does not control all the decisions.
Crocker wants the Iraqi parliament to adopt several packages of legislation designed to bridge Iraq's sectarian divide, including a new law to share oil revenue and a rollback of the ban on Ba'ath Party members in government jobs. These have been longtime American demands, but they are not easy to accomplish. Maliki insists he is working faithfully with Sunni politicians inside the parliament. The Sunnis have their own issues with Maliki, according to Salim Abdullah, spokesman for the Sunni bloc.
Our participation in the government depends on a program of political consensus that respects everyone. But we found that this concept is not shared by all the partners in the government. We start to ask ourselves, are we true partners?
It's been impossible to overcome the natural distrust between the Shiite government and the Sunnis, says the prime minister's political advisor, Sadiq al-Rakabi.
The prime minister tried to extend his relation with the Sunni. Their relations, some of them, their relation with the insurgents, there are some questions.
Maliki's government continues to struggle. It seems fair to say that so far it has been unable to accomplish any significant progress toward political reconciliation and an end to this war. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.